Jeremy Renner returns to Paramount Plus for a brand new season of the original hit series, Mayor of Kingstown.
My job is to create a balance, avoid a war.
From executive producer Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone.
There's some new players in town, and they brought the plague.
And Antoine Fuqua, director of Training Day.
I know it's always been a war zone, Mike, but this is next level.
The mayor is back in business.
Are you warning me? You're going to find out.
Mayor of Kingstown. New season streaming June 2nd. Exclusively on Paramount Plus.
Let's beat the waiver wire on Fantasy Football Today in 5. Filling in for Chris Towers. What's up, everybody? I'm Adam Azer with Heath Cummins. Like riding a bike, Heath, back in the Fantasy Football Today in 5 group. All right, we're talking about players that we're not necessarily looking at their matchups for next week, but beat the waiver wire. These are guys that you should stash. They could have a lot of value or later in the year, maybe as early as next week. So who are some guys you're stashing?
Justice Hill definitely comes to mind. He was the best Ravens running back before he suffered his hamstring injury. He was a full practice participant on Wednesday. J.K. Dobbins was not at practice. It could be Hill and Drake running the ball against a fantastic matchup against the Cleveland Browns. And we don't know for sure when J.K. Dobbins is going to be okay.
There are only two teams on bye next week, but they are a pretty high-powered team. So it's Kansas City and the Chargers. A couple of players, or let me give you one player at least that's going into a bye this week. Allen Robinson, coming off his best game, and maybe they're a little optimistic about him. Do you think that he is worth, you know, beating the waiver wire if Allen Robinson is available?
Yeah, I mean, he's already rostered in 2/3 of leagues, so I wouldn't want to add him in a 10-team league, and I wouldn't want to add him in a non-PPR league, I don't think, but there might be a couple of leagues out there where he's not rostered where I'd want to add him.
Well, you said Justice Hill. Did you say Kyren Williams?
Kyren Williams, Jordan Rodriguez did seem to indicate that he would have a big role, and Daryl Henderson's never been able to stay healthy for a full season, so he definitely needs to be rostered as well.
All right, what about Wandale Robinson? He's about 33% rostered. Is that a good player to stash right now?
Yeah, Wandale Robinson and Greg Dulcich, kind of very similar. Guys who scored touchdowns last week but didn't do enough besides that in their first real game. I want to have them on my bench, but I don't want to have them on my starting lineup yet.
In shallower leagues, I keep seeing Khalil Herbert getting dropped in leagues. That might be a mistake. You should probably pick up Khalil Herbert. Jahan Dotson, George Pickens. What about these kind of rookie wide receivers who are struggling and may have been dropped? What do you think about them?
If you've got a bench spot, I think that just stashing rookie wide receivers is one of the best things you can do. A couple of these guys are going to be really good in the second half of the season.
Odell Beckham, thoughts on stashing him?
That's a long-term stash because I don't think he's going to play in the next 3 to 4 weeks, and then I wouldn't expect him to be a full-time player when he first comes back. So like that's somebody you're adding and thinking, I'm going to let this guy sit on my roster until the fantasy playoffs.
Van Jefferson is 8% rostered.
It's hard to imagine, as bad as this offense has been at protecting Matthew Stafford, that the guy who plays the deep ball role is going to have a lot of targets. But I do think there's a chance he could be better than Allen Robinson and be the number two wide receiver in this offense.
Okay. Ty Montgomery, maybe? Any interest in that?
Not really. 2%. Like, if I'm stashing guys that I think might have big upside. Ty Montgomery, you're stashing because he might score you 10 PPR fantasy points at some point this year.
I'll take that in a bye week, I guess. All right.
Well, yeah, but you can pick. There's going to be 6 of those guys available on the waiver wire the week that you need him.
Yeah, possibly. All right, I'm going to give you a couple quarterbacks. Tell me if you think they're worth stashing, or more than a couple. Davis Mills gets Tennessee next week.
I don't really want to trust that.
All right, remember, no Mahomes, no Herbert next week. Mac Jones, maybe, at the Jets.
What's Bailey Zappi's roster percentage?
Lower than Mac Jones. Pretty sure, anyway.
And the Jets defense is good.
Potentially. All right, Zappi is 13%. Oh, Mac Jones is 19%. All right. How about Justin Fields at Dallas next week? But what about a more long-term approach for Justin Fields? He's 33% rostered.
Yeah, I think you could put Justin Fields and Kenny Pickett both in that. What if they're good in the second half of the season? And really, like, we're not too far. In fact, it's probably not too far at all. If we're talking about stashing Odell Beckham, Deshaun Watson's just 34% rostered, and he's about a month and a half away from playing.
Jameis Winston is also 34% rostered.
And he's got the Ravens next week. If he gets his job back, that might be dependent on whether or not Andy Dalton gets a win tonight.
He gets tomorrow. The Raiders next week, I think, right? Am I wrong? Yeah, I guess the Raiders. Yeah. All right, that's it for Beat the Waiver Wire. Thank you, Heath Cummings. Thank you all for watching and listening. I'm Adam Azer. We'll talk to you this weekend on Fantasy Football Today in 5. If you want to win your fantasy football league, it starts right now. The offseason is the best time to get ahead of the competition. We'll help you win your league on the Fantasy Football Today podcast, part of CBS Sports Podcast Network. Fantasy Football Today has 3 episodes every week following the latest news, giving you early rankings, early sleepers, breakouts, and busts. So if you're a dedicated fantasy football manager, check out the most dedicated podcast, Fantasy Football Today. Download and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and anywhere podcasts are found.